Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most elegant topics in further mathematics, the equation of a tangent to a circle. This is OCR Specification Reference 3.2, and it's a topic that beautifully combines coordinate geometry with circle properties. Whether you're aiming for a grade 7, 8, or 9, mastering this skill is absolutely essential. So grab your notes, and let's get started.
Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's begin with the fundamental concept. A tangent to a circle is a straight line that touches the circle at exactly one point. That single point of contact is crucial because it's where all the magic happens. Here's the key geometric property you must remember. The radius drawn to the point of contact is always perpendicular to the tangent. Always. This perpendicular relationship is the foundation of every single tangent question you'll encounter. Now, what does perpendicular mean in terms of gradients? This is where coordinate geometry comes in. If two lines are perpendicular, their gradients multiply to give negative 1. We write this as mm times m2 equals negative 1. This is your golden rule. If the radius has gradient m1, then the tangent has gradient m2, and they satisfy this relationship. So if you know one gradient, you can instantly find the other by rearranging m2 equals negative 1 divided by m1. This is the negative reciprocal. Let me walk you through the method step by step. First, you need to find the gradient of the radius. You'll be given the center of the circle and the point of contact on the circumference. Use the gradient formula. M equals y tuis minus y over x tuis minus x wong. Make sure you subtract the coordinates in the correct order, y change over x change. This is where many candidates lose marks, so be careful. Second, use the perpendicular gradient rule to find the gradient of the tangent. If the radius has gradient 3/4, for example, the tangent has gradient negative 4/3. Notice how we flip the fraction and change the sign. That's the negative reciprocal in action. Third, you need to write the equation of the tangent line. You know the gradient from step 2, and you know a point it passes through the point of contact. Use the formula y minus y wom equals m times x minus x wong. Substitute your gradient and the coordinates of the point of contact. Fourth, rearrange your equation into the form ax plus y plus c equals 0. This is often specified in the question, and OCR examiners are very particular about this. You must rearrange correctly to earn the final accuracy mark. Finally, ensure all coefficients are integers. If you have fractions, multiply through by the lowest common denominator. For example, if your equation is y equals negative 4/3 x plus 7/3, multiply everything by 3 to get 3y equals negative 4x plus 7, then rearrange to 4x plus 3y minus 7 equals 0. Integer coefficients are essential. One more thing, circles don't always have their center at the origin. You might see a circle with center at coordinates AB. The method is exactly the same. You just use the center coordinates AB instead of 0, 0 when calculating the gradient of the radius. Don't let this throw you off. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Now let's talk about how to maximize your marks. OCR typically awards one method mark for calculating the gradient of the radius, one for applying the perpendicular gradient rule, one for substituting into the line equation, and one accuracy mark for the correct final form. That's usually 4 marks total. The most common mistake? Using the gradient of the radius directly in the line equation instead of the perpendicular gradient. Students calculate the radius gradient correctly, then forget to flip it and change the sign. Always ask yourself, have I used the perpendicular gradient? Another frequent error is swapping x and y changes when calculating gradient. Remember, it's y change over x change, not the other way around. A quick sketch can help you check if your gradient should be positive or negative. And here's a critical exam technique. Always check if the question specifies the final form. If it says give your answer in the form ax plus y plus c equals 0, you must do that. Leaving your answer as y equals mx plus c will cost you the final mark, even if your working is perfect. Time management matters too. A 4-mark question should take about 4 to 5 minutes. If you're spending longer, you might be overcomplicating it. This is a methodical process. Follow the steps and the marks will follow. Quickfire recall quiz 1 minute. Let's test your understanding with some quickfire questions. Pause after each one to answer, then I'll give you the answer. Question 1. If two lines are perpendicular, what do their gradients multiply to give? Answer, negative 1. Question 2. If a radius has gradient 2, what is the gradient of the tangent? Answer, negative 1/2. Question 3. What formula do you use to write the equation of a line given a point and a gradient? Answer, y minus y1 equals m times x minus x1. Question 4. What form does OCR typically require for the final answer? Answer, ax plus by plus c equals 0 with integer coefficients. Question 5. Where is the right angle in a tangent radius diagram? Answer, at the point of contact where the tangent meets the radius.
How did you do? If you got all 5, you're on track for top marks.
Summary and sign-off 1 minute. Let's recap the key points. A tangent touches a circle at exactly one point and is perpendicular to the radius at that point. Perpendicular gradients multiply to give negative 1. The method is find the radius gradient, apply the perpendicular rule, substitute into y minus y1 equals m times x minus x1, rearrange to ax plus by plus c equals 0, and ensure integer coefficients. Watch out for common mistakes like using the radius gradient instead of the tangent gradient, and always check the required form for your final answer.
This topic links beautifully with other areas of your specification. You'll use these skills in circle theorems, coordinate geometry, and even calculus at A level. Practice is key. Work through past papers, check your method against the mark scheme, and build your confidence.
Thank you so much for joining me today on GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay focused, and remember, every tangent question is just 5 clear steps. You've got this. Until next time, happy studying.